Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Here. Hello, everyone. In the old people, well, I do have a voice today. Compliments of advanced science. And, my own stem cell inventions. This is Parker Pathways, and it's May 14th, 2017. This is a three-hour live show, and it's on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. It's good to be with you today, as it always is. I've been on air for 10 years in RBN. I was the one that broke nationally the contaminated water, carcinogenic agents, and sterilants in the drinking water, promulgated by the EPA and Dr. John Holden's group, which was uncovered 3 years later after I was on air. Knew about it, but had done the peer review on human studies and with contaminants on which was gender specific. In other words, females more prone to the sterility from drinking water and its chemicals, trial methane and disinfectant byproducts, and males have more bladder cancers. And of course they had I portrayed then on my year and a half on air that that men would have eventually pituitary gland inactivity and change of hormones that would actually cause cancer in the pancreas. And of course, that's all come true. And all that I'll be documenting, and I have documented it, and I'm doing the impossible. That's what happens when, you know, you, I had never done a talk show in my life, and John Stadmiller picked me out of the earthly population and placed me on his radio station, which I am quite grateful. We have listeners all over the world, of course, from the history of the station, you know, people have other ways of transferring their messages from one to another. And transferring messages from one to another is how I'm going to open the program today. I may not say it correctly, but I'm not politically correct. You know, we have the five disciplines that we cover in every program. Five, sometimes seven, everything from biology to law to politics to advancements of things. And you can read chloramine causes health damage on the homepage of RBN. It's again been nominated by the Nobel Prize Committee for Health Journalism, which I didn't know existed. This will be the sixth time it's been nominated. And but it's a cornerstone for a lot of information of what's happening with you and what is going to happen with you. And the archives on each show is built on the previous archive, and that's the way I've operated for 10 years. And we've interviewed people from all over the world, people, you know, from that wrote Obamacare to authors and other people in advanced medicine and genetics, and many of my own inventions I've talked about, which are now being used. And all that being said, today is Mother's Day. And this will be not the most, you know, be a little awkward what I'm going to say to you, but that's the way life is, you know. You know, the Veterans Association and it's all of its process, everybody talks about, you know, where the present administration and Secretary David Shokin of the Veterans Affairs wants to close 1,100 underutilized VA facilities, then put the veterans on a card, which is called the VA Choice Program, to have private sector medical care. And I don't think about doctors out there in the private world have a clue how to handle a veteran. And veterans hospitals, they have hospices. That's where they put American flag at the end of your bed when you're being watched carefully, being taken care of carefully. And of course, when you pass away, a blanket is placed over you that's hand-done by women who are patriotic and very artistic. And that blanket is preserved and taken care of in respect to that veteran. And I was taking, you know, very advanced work in stem cell work that I've done, you know, which is very advanced. And Uncle Sam has been very kind to make sure that I'm in charge of medical teams for stem cell. I'm also on the Brain Project, which you can read in my bio. I'm in 11 countries right now. And an effect of the brain. There was in order to readjust my body in terms of things, some of the advancements of things, we have physical therapy. So I'm taking the physical therapy, and I don't mean to talk about myself and things, but it has to do with the interaction of the great ancient medicines and processes of things that are being tried. My stem cells are now in 700 plus stem cell research projects for everything from growing new brain cells to changing the megaloblasts, which are the cells of the bone marrow, for new signals in the body. But of course you know, you pay a price for that. And next to me in the physiotherapy was a veteran who was wearing a collar similar to the one I started with. And his appointment was after mine. And we talked for just a few seconds and then a couple minutes, and he turned out to be a veteran from Vietnam. I asked him how the collar was working for him, because it didn't work for me. But the thing is that, because my stem cells were, and he turned out to be a helicopter pilot from Vietnam, And he was one of the people who was in the helicopter. These pilots at that time in Vietnam, they jumped from the helicopter. In other words, they'd have the pilot where they think, because his job was to drop the Agent Orange tanks. So when you hit the ground, the helicopter on the second blade is turning the opposite direction, but the back of the helicopter always lifts up. That's the law of physics anyway. So when you hit the ground, you're dropping a good 5 feet, but you have to be accurate in 5 feet jump, and you could get a lot of pounding on the body over a period of time. And and I said to him I don't think the public has jack as to what the hell's happened to us, you know. And he answered me and looked me in the eye, and he says, because I don't care. And, of course, I've been walking around with that thought for almost 6 months. It takes me to prepare for a Parker Pathway program. It takes over a period of a week, a composite of about 3.5 days, compositable period of time. Other talk show hosts are now starting to copy me, stealing my material, using my in music on RBN for themselves, trying to think they know something. I got great respect for talk show hosts, and it's all political. I say they're great. There's no problem. I got no argument with anybody. But I'm on air, you know, and I get a lot of calls. I get about 1,500 emails a show. I know people may not believe that, but it's not 1,500 emails. It's about 2,000. So, you know, sorry about that, but that's the way Parker Pathways works. We got good producers and the whole thing. But I've been walking around with this for 3 or 4 months. People don't care. You know, it's they don't care if they die. They say, well, I'm going to die anyway, you know, never thinking that the genetic codes have been changed by the water they're drinking and plus the organs, and now all of it's come true. We have Parker Pathway cells, if you will, that go around to city councils and talk to the thing. We have now approximately, I believe it's about 95 cells in solid 25 states. I've been a conferencee to university presentations around the world for water. People never heard of RBN. In fact, people today, they're being told the information I gave 3 years ago, and some of it's already been on Washington information that comes in. And they say, well, I didn't know that. You know, and I said, well, we know him. The thing is on RBN. They said, what's RBN? You know. So I know that my participation in RBN, I'm guessing, with the conference in New York, the Chicago Environmental System, the Milan, Italy presentation made 5 years ago, the Harvard presentation where we had, you know, a phone in on the conference. In those auditoriums, there are over 300 to 400 people at a crack. Half of them are corporate people, teachers, professors. So I know I've done my part to make the RB audience, you know, a little more expansive. But it's the information and the knowledge that counts, you see, because it's all economics, all money. That's what Obamacare was all about. It's all about money, how much you're worth in the death panel. And all that, of course, has been taken over by Watson. In fact, Watson is advertised on the television. How it's going to take care of your income tax, going to monitor your automobile system electronically. And it's they're not hiding it, you know. And then with the elimination of paper money, that'll make your unit system for how much you're worth in society automatically on the computer, which is already happening. And we had a nice chat for the few moments that I had with this veteran. But I kind of recognized him, and I says, are you down the hall in the other, what's called the quiet hospice? And he said, yes. I said, well, you know, gave him a salute and did my therapy, and which was very hard. It was about 10 minutes after being wheeled down the corridor, you know, and I had a very successful session. Had the blood drawn and a lot of very other kinds of things. About 10 minutes going down, there was a problem with the guard's head, because I'm guarded because of my information, and I'm highly protected, one of the guards said that it was helping me, you know, to get in to go back to my bed with the flag. But they said, we have to hold you here just for a few minutes, Captain. Do you mind? And I said, no, I don't. The guard said, we have to move a body from down the hall. And that veteran had died in that 10 minutes time. And make a long story short, the envelope to his mother was left on his desk. He didn't even have a chance to send a card to his mother. And that's a coincidence, because it's Mother's Day. And so, long story short, made that possible. Took it on himself, made sure that his mother received his card. And then, of course, the VA takes care of all the rest of the process of it. And I tried to get in my head, you know, you have all the chemicals that are in the placenta and in the bloodstream of the umbilical cord. Baby's born today. It's tested out. I think I'll be talking about it today if I get the time. It's about 149 real chemicals in that baby's blood. How many babies is that? Every baby. Now, when I started on Parker Pathways, it was 4 out of 10 babies. And I thought about motherhood, and I think in the way it is today and portrayed, most said, there's an ad on television which you're forced to look at television, you know, when you don't have your resources. You know. There's an ad of a woman in her shoe closet, and she's in the shoe, and the husband with his meek voice in the back on the ad, and he says, honey, you're always in the shoe, you know, the thing is hundreds of shoes, and she points her finger at him and says, you stay out of here. And then he's thinking, I make the money in this house. And you go fix dinner, you know, and that's in the ad, you know. And her preoccupation with that, like the millennial women today, you know, they like the red lipstick and everything. But that isn't where I see motherhood. You know, there was a philosopher, and I don't know who the philosopher is, but I remember the statement that you can tell a society by the quality of their mothers. If it wasn't for mothers and God's love and the divine feminine, we wouldn't have it. There would not be a way to correct the genetic code to survive on this planet. Now, my salute is to the mothers. I know there are a lot of them that don't have husbands or males because they ran away. They couldn't take the crap that women deal out today. But most, I would say 95% of the women out there have a feminine soul, which is the giving of life and God's love. And thank you for persevering to save our culture. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and it's showtime.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On my shows in 2015, particularly toward the end of 2015, I was talking about the electronic medical records and how they were being stolen. I also was talking about electronic medical records and the ICD-10 codes, which are updated codes, on 2011, 2012, the Chinese stealing the codes in the year 2013 on Parker Archives. And at that time, in 2015, there were stolen tax information from over 100,000 taxpayers by hackers. There were approximately 111 million people that had their medical records stolen in 2015. And since I had a modest contribution for the creation of the codes, for the new codes, which are diagnostic codes used to place in your medical record, to have what's called the chronology of the ICD-10, which has just been out for about a year and a half, but it only got implemented coming in the other way about last year. So now you have ransomware on the ransom wire for medical records for 150 countries, and which is quite real. It's the government, you know, Uncle Sam really doesn't want you to know there are 2.5 billion people that have been hacked and their medical records stolen. in the past 7 days. And of course, this is the whole thing about Uncle Sam, you know, because you know, they come to people like me, and I can't work. You know, another thing, I'm doing senso research, and I'm not able to talk unless I have help within the voice box, which is healing in a great way. But all medical work, that, by the way, for those of you that are interested, I'm contributing the science abstracts for the World Stem Cell Breakthrough in 37 science journals, which will be coming out over a period of the next 4 months. And the part that I'm keeping back from me, I want the public to be able to know what our breakthrough was like that I accidentally invented. But all inventions are accidental anyway, you know, really. And, you know, that'll be in the science journals. And any of you talk show hosts out there want to show if you really know something, you give me a call on the show. Let's have everybody get in. I want the public to have an end run on that. In case I'm not around, you know. I've got 5 patents filed. 2 of them are on special. And one invention of inner heart muscle stem cell I'm going to sell for $1 to the American Indian Nations. I did that for the wheat one time. Wheat to grow in sand. I should take advantage of that, by the way. I'm not supposed to breathe sand anyway. But the whole thing comes down to the idea of your medical record being compromised, and it has been for all these years. And anyone, you know, does anything about it, you know, into the bigger picture, because we're really dealing with something as far terms. Ransom for your medical record is the highest that it can go. In other words, what they're after is the use of the medical record for the identification of Social Security numbers, of course, but your metrics for your body. Like selling a human organ of your body, it's the same thing. Okay, we'll have another break here, and that's 800-313-9443. And thank you for your tolerance for the slow pace of the day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pressfield. And mentioned on my show two shows ago about a New York school, Post Manhattan School, where the principal had ordered that all the school books would be thrown out, all the textbooks would be thrown away from the school. And I got a message, because I haven't been on, I haven't been on the communication systems for weeks. I'm behind in answering my listeners and projects and things of this sort. But I'm on for just a few moments during the week, and I'll catch up to everybody, but buried in that was an email. I don't know how this creep principal found my email. I think he called the station or something. I'm not sure, because my identity is supposed to be pretty secret. But he was on my ass because I mentioned on the show that, the idea of throwing away textbooks for high school in terms of things I thought was almost a crime against knowledge, in terms of thing, and having the God-given right to be able to read is very important. The thinking is just going to be computerized is not going to help you, even with artificial intelligence in our midst, in terms of the brain-to-brain communications, which I've talked about extensively on this program. Because it has to do with the water in the brain, because that's how your transmission system is communicated in the brain. And so I sent the mail back to him in case anybody wants to do it. You know, I think there's a host on this program that said, boy, you mess around with me, you're messing with the wrong guy. That's what my listeners tell me. Well, boys and girls, you mess around me, you had no damn idea what can happen. Legally. Not just BS law stuff. I'm the guy that is in this big pot of knowledge engineers that are still alive in this country. Now, I'm pissed today, you know, because I don't think people care. I think we got to get caring back, you know, and maybe Mother's Day is the time to put a little reality to you. You know, it's like a lady, no woman gives life. But in my opinion, the physical motherhood, in my opinion, it duplicates God's spirit of giving life throughout the universe. That's my belief. I don't have a family, but the thing is, because I've been too busy all my life dedicating myself to Uncle Sam because I forced to. Oh, when I was at the big universities, the thing the professors would hand me the books and tell me to leave the class. They didn't want me in the class. I was asking too many questions. That's the truth. I was in Samuelson's class one time, economics. He wrote this book, was a principal. He got the Nobel Prize for writing that textbook. And I can remember reading a few hundred pages of that. And I went back to his office at the university, and I said, you know, I don't understand your book. I don't understand you. He created, you know, Samuelson Economics. I mean, that's the top of the line. Even Wharton College, you know, I taught one class at Wharton. I was invited, and it had to do about anatomy, which has to do with economics. It was very, and today that's commonplace, biological systems, you see. Determine business models. And I was quite terrified. I was a shy guy, you know. Yeah, and not like I am today. I'll tell you, just go to hell, you know, or shove it up. And I tell you, Professor Samuelson, he dominated Nobel Prize. He reached over in his desk and pulled out a slip. He wrote on the slip for me to take it to the admissions office. And I won't tell you what part of the slip was. I have it framed, actually. And gave me an A in the class. Took a book off the shelf. Signed it. Didn't say a word. Put out his hand, shook it, and says, I hope to see you someday. Now, I'd only been in the class for 2 weeks and the whole thing, and what was on that slip was really the truth of really physics and economics and life itself. And it's like the manifestation is what he was talking about, of the idea of the mind to be able to understand the numbers that are yet printed. That's part of what he said. He gave me an A in economics class at Stanford. In those days at Stanford, it was a very prestigious place. And, you know, what the hell, you know, I was given a scholarship because I had part Indian in me. Nobody gave a damn about American Indians or blacks or anything of that sort. You know, women wouldn't date you because you had darker skin, you know. Yeah, that's true. It's all true. So I told this guy, the principal, something in the email. It wasn't kind, but I essentially told him to just go shove it. I said, they should take your job from you. And there should be a law to sue your ass for throwing textbooks out of a school. I don't know. You know what I heard back? I wasn't going to talk about that. I'm losing a lot of time right here. But this is important stuff for you to know. Of my carrying around and what that veteran said to me, it was over validating my own point. He was talking about two different principles. People have lost caring, in my opinion. You know, they'll drink biosolid reusable water, thinking they're doing something for climate change, which is a total, even in its wildest dreams of nature mathematics, you couldn't prove climate change if you were asked a question, explain the physics of the atmospheric water against the body water to explain climate change. If I was teaching the class, that would be the question. You pass that class, you get a degree from the university. Yeah. So, yeah, guess who? The guy's from New York. I remember that, see? Yep, it was Hillary. And Hillary, I'm not going to say what she said. I'm gonna leave her alone because she's got some realities coming to her. But the thing is, a nice email, actually. I met Hillary a few times, you know, over in the old days and everything, but I never dreamt the Saul Alinsky theme of her life. You know, I knew she had been taught by Saul Alinsky as a socialist, and I knew that. But she, when you meet her personally in the old days, she never cared for men. You know, she was always in the East Wing and had Air Force captains serve women and her, you know, tea and coffee. I've told you about that story before. But anyway, it was interesting what apparently Ken Swin, the principal, contacted her. And so I'm going to answer Hillary when I get a chance. But lawyer, you know, Giuliani, when he was helping Donald Trump to become president, all he wanted, he did not want the country to become socialistic. That was Giuliani's own reason. And, well, it's all going to come down to food and water. And this is what we're heading into in today's Park of Pathways. But in the email, I found out that there were hundreds of principals in this country that are doing this. They're throwing the textbooks away. Some are burning them, as they did in the German Fahrenheit, with that movie about burning books in Germany. See, there's another reason why the socialists want control. They want to destroy, in my opinion, the divine feminine, which is part of motherhood and mothers. See, the metaphysical principle of the divine feminine is that, let's say, a woman does not give birth, but the divine feminine is with all those qualities of motherhood, you know, lives with that female and may be expressed really in other ways. And when you know that, which I've been lucky enough to know that. I've been lucky enough to know it in a way I probably shouldn't, you know. Yeah, you know, my heyday of a girl in every port, and then, good God, when I think of that. I met some amazing women, you know. And I always thought that the secret of knowledge was really with the feminine. But it's a metaphysical principle in the Mother's Day tea knowledge, in my opinion. You know that these eternal, infinite creative processes is made with a manifest of motherhood through an emphasis of God itself. And that's my principle that that's why I have such a respect for women. Because I look at women in a totally different way in terms of, you know, what I call the eternal manifestation of knowledge, which is what I try to present on the program. But that's what they want, you see. That's why Hillary has her theme of women as her constituency. But the women that are portrayed in the television ads and their manifestations of, you know, modeling, females now are going into bragging, you know. It's actually women who have, you can, when they do their modeling, you can see their rib cage. That's the latest. Oh, we have really gone awry on Parker Pathways today and way off on my what I was thinking. You got to realize I'm not working with many notes today. That's not much different because I have to work from memory because I couldn't do the whole show prep, which I did show prep in my head. But I got for you ladies to be asking around the world, why do you have atropine in tampons? It's been shown that, you know, there have been a couple listeners that have mentioned this to me, and it's absolutely correct. You have the tampon is there because it changes the hormone from a female to male. And that's one of the ways, you know, of changing the hormones in the endocrine system of the estrogen. It's estrogen 2 that's being changed. And then I ask if you want to talk about women in terms of things. I've been talking about this for how many years? It's 5 years. I've been talking about chlorine dioxide in tampons. And of course, that's part of the chlorine. The chlorine dioxide to the amine system is placed in the water as a sterilant. And when the female's vaginal fluids come in contact with the tampon with the chlorine dioxide, what you got is a chlorine hydroxybutyl, and that causes sterility, and it causes vaginal polyps. Now, the polyps you have to biopsy because you have to understand it, but the research that I've known about, in fact, when I first started on RBN about chloramine added to the drinking water, of course, it was dose-related. And now, of course, it's measured by computers, which attach to the computers that are on your water meter, which are now monitored by satellites. And what are they measuring? Chlorine dioxide. Because if they can have more females sterile from that manifestation, it sounds like a paranoid plot or something, but we're talking real world here. See, we're talking the real science of that. But that's a question for you to work with, ladies. You know, ask around. I carry that torch for you, but I'll sure as hell defend you. You know, you females are supposed to be giving birth and creation life and working it through instead of standing out on television as a single mother raising children and all pissed off because your BMW got damaged. Those are real stories. So I'm going to just leave it at that until we get into the second and third hour of things. But, you know, the astrological sign for chlorine is Mars, which I find fascinating. When I was doing medical astrology years and years ago, I learned that in France, where I had a scholarship to a French medical system on purpose, and then from there I went to Canada to be taught by Dr. Olds, who discovered the intestinal chemistry for stress. He got the medical Osler Nobel Prize for that. I was very, very fortunate to be one of his students and helped him in that research. And I was, you know, but you in France, they still do that. You still do surgeries that have less blood discharges and bleeding by astrological signs. They still do that. And every quantity of chemistry has its own zoological sign. But Mars, for chlorine, the reason for that is quite easy to understand. The planetary symbols for Mars, which has to do with what I've been talking about for the past 45 minutes, actually, the destruction of birth. So you see, Mother's Day turned out to be a whole different ball game for me. I wanted to tell you all this because I think females, it's my opinion, need to sit back and not just talk about my child, my home, my car. You know, they all have singular plural pronouns in their sentences, even when the merchants are selling them junk that they want to wear. But they want to look beautiful, and that's what a woman's supposed to do anyway. I don't have any problem with any of it. But my observation and my opinion, they should change the sentence to our home, our child, and stop beating up on men that have become feminized. It wasn't their fault that they got screwed over by the economy. But if Hillary Clinton had her way, there would be a million glass ceilings, and it would not be nice, in my opinion. Which brings me to the whole concept of money. You know, we're going to have the end of money. I've talked about this a lot in the past 6 years because the metrics for the death penalty are quite profound. I believe officially the death penalty Congress went to 75 years. You go beyond that to 77 years, and I know that's true because I, you know, was on the inside on that. You can only live to your lifespan is 77, but they bumped it up one more year last week on the death penalty. So you can talk about Obamacare or Trump tier all you want, but you still got the death penalty. And all this is computerized, going to go into the Hoover Institute had their conference last week, and I was given the Beige book, which the Uncle Sam has for the review of all top stuff that are been just declassified. It's called The Structural Foundations of Monetary Policy, and private money will no longer exist, all beyond computer networks, and we've known this for a long time. The Dartmouth University economist, I believe, was Andrew Levin, and in the next couple of years, he's saying the central banks will issue digital currency. This will be based, again, on Watson, what I've been talking about, your water consumption and your food consumption. And private money networks are already being used. He's Fernandez Valadieri from the University of Pennsylvania, and the Hoover Institution calls it a private money issued by computers. And it has, it's a cryptocurrency, of course, will be Bitcoin. Then you have the chain, the Bitcoin chain. And at the moment, the value in existence are 16.5 million digital bitcoins are in existence. They have a value as of a few hours ago of being $1,324.48. This is a capitalization of $21 billion, and is equal to the market value of American Airlines. Now, you have two other digital currencies that will be toward what you eat and drink and your length of life, which I believe they want to put that up. You'll be allowed to live monetarily to the age of, it was 77, but I believe by the end of this week it'll be 79. That's to conform to the new bills that are in Congress. They tell the public one thing, oh, we made an Obama thing, They've made crap. The thing comes down between half of the Republicans and most of the Democrats. They've been screwing over the public for so long. They should be put in jail. There should be a law. There should be a law. Nancy Pelosi going to India and kissing the butt of the guy from India, saying that guy's got more knowledge in his little thumb. In India, it's called the Buddhist thumb. Nancy Pelosi has, in terms of how they're going to screw the American public with Indian products. It's going to be, they'll be paid with Ethereum and Ripples. Now, these values have over $1 billion. These are electronic currencies. The 58, there's an additional 58 currencies that have a value of over $10 million right now as we speak. And the banking system, of course, will be based upon gold for another reason. And remember I told you, you know, before Donald Trump became president, you know, he accepted payments. So do hospitals. You know, doctors are saving their gold bars and for currency because they know it's coming. And the digital currency will eliminate cash transactions that are account for about, I think from the Hoover Institute, is their figure is 2 to 3% of retail sales, which is very serious in terms of the economics. So if the government declared, you see, all these private digital currency illegal, then the Federal Reserve, you know, the federal issue would issue their own money, which is where it's going. So in other words, the paper money we have now will also be issued by the Federal Reserve for their money, plus the Bitcoin. So this is right out of the science fiction script that has to do with the formation of the separate societies, the ones who stay healthy and have the money live in the high-rises, which is what they're doing now. Most of the architects they're designing today, the future society that live on the top, it's called. That's why they talk about growing food on the side of buildings and trying to work things through in special flowers, which I want to get into today about the eating of the flowers. I appreciate you listening to the first hour of Parker Pathways. It's a little bit different than it has been before. But you need to know. And the second hour of the three-hour live program begins in a few seconds. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we appreciate you being with us. And we'll see you on the second live hour of Parker Pathways on May 14th, 2017.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.